What's up? Welcome to the Vegas Bench Warmer channel. Right now you are watching Going With It on 4th. This is episode 30. Of course, I am He Hate Me 702, and my man is
Jeremy with a G.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Just to let you guys know, we are filming a show today with Midnight Sports Today. That will be coming out sometime next month. And we'll also be doing our giveaway there too. Jeremy, you got anything you want to say? Anything you want to start off saying?
No.
So just to let y'all know, I want everybody to know I am going to Jackson, Mississippi for work Monday through Friday. Please, everybody pray for me. Okay? Pray for me. Pray for me. We're going to go ahead and jump into the intro. Topics that we got are CMC trade. Of course, we got to go over that. Chiefs lost to the Bills, and what a great game. Are the Raiders in trouble? What else did I say? Where should OBJ land? And week 7 picks. And I actually got them all set up this week, so... No worry about that. Yeah, I'm ahead of the schedule. Okay, so we're going to jump right into this. We'll be back in a second. All right, we are back. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. All right, so... I'm trying to send out a tweet while we're doing this. All right, so Jeremy, what do you want to talk about? Well, let's talk about CMC. Let's just get over it. Let's talk about CMC, because we know that is a huge trade. And I'm sorry, the motherfucking sports media has lost their goddamn mind. The way they are talking about this shit is literally tripping over. Like, you might as well just hand them the motherfucking title. That's all I'm saying. And they are now favored to win the NFC. Madden simulation has the Chiefs and the Niners in the Super Bowl. I don't think that's going to happen. I honestly don't think either one of us are going to make it. So, the media has gone fucking crazy for an off injured back. So, Jeremy, what are your thoughts on the trade? Let's just start with you, buddy.
In the early reports, they wanted multiple first round picks.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up with a second, third, fourth,
and a fifth next year.
And then they came out and said, "Well, it's comparable." And on our board, it came out to a first round pick.
That's like saying your girlfriend's a 4, but in your eyes, she's a 7 or a 10.
Right. Like, what? Like, just come out and say you're going to rebuild.
That's like saying your team is good when they're the Jets.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm going to be 100% honest. Was I shocked by the trade? Yes. I was extremely shocked. I was extremely shocked that they went to CMC or the Niners with all the reports that I heard and all the videos that I had watched and all the fucking ESPN and all that shit that I watched. I was kind of shocked that the Niners got him. I was thinking that another team would get him. I definitely knew the Rams were in it, but I was kind of shocked that the Niners gave up what they needed to give up to get them. They're trying to take the Rams motto and fuck them picks.
I don't think they have another pick until 2026.
Well, the problem that they had was they didn't have a first round draft pick. Neither did the Rams. And those two were actually the only two that were bidding for them.
The Bills were in on it.
Yeah, but they went once the Bills found out what they wanted, they were like, fuck you, bitch. So the Niners gave up the best deal. And from what I read, the Niners outbid the Rams. So with the trade, what do I think about it? Am I super, super excited about him being with the Niners? No, I don't think it fucking matters. Is it nice to have a player like him? Oh, yes, it's a luxury. For Buffalo, it would have been a luxury because they don't need him. The Niners, the way they're talking is they're going to need him. And I'm not even going to say that he's injured often because he is, but I'm not going to say that he's injury prone. I'm going to say Kyle Shanahan's running backs are fucking injury prone. Let's think about this, okay? Think about all the running backs they've had in the last couple years. How many got fucking injured? They are consistently fucking injured. How is that possible? I saw Undisputed talking about this, and it made me start thinking. I was like, whoa, I didn't even think about that. So now you got a running back that can't that has trouble staying healthy when he's getting the ball and being the majority of their offense. So I can understand that. They're giving him the ball 30 times a game, plus they're throwing it to him. He's going to go to a team that likes to run their running backs 30 times a fucking game and throw it to him. So now they're like, oh, well, they're going to be a matchup nightmare. They can split them out wide. They have Brandon. Yes, Brandon Ayuk was amazing last week in San Francisco. And I'm not saying that he's not talented. But let's stop talking about him like he's fucking an all-star, fucking all-pro. Brandon Ayuk is a fourth receiver at best on that team. So now you got George Kittle. Cool. Amazing. You got Deebo Samuel. Amazing. You got the speedster Brandon Ayuk. And then you got CMC. So my opinion is, what are we going to see? They still have fucking Jimmy G. Like, let's be 100% honest. Jimmy G is not that quarterback. He's not Joe Burrows. He's not Justin Herbert. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not he wasn't even a fucking starter to start the season. He wasn't. He didn't start. He was a backup to a dude that's played one game in 2 years. So how is all of a sudden we got a backup quarterback that just got blown out by the motherfucking Falcons? All of a sudden, they're Super Bowl contenders now. Like, calm the fuck down. We have a team that often injures running backs. We have a running back that normally gets used all the fucking time. And when he gets used, he's overworked and he gets injured. So these don't seem like a marriage in heaven. Granted, it's a low risk, high reward, everybody's saying, because, oh, they can just cut him. Motherfucker, you can't cut him when you trade a second and a third. You can't get him for fucking 11 games, 60 or 10 games. And then trade his ass and then cut him because he's going to cost you $12 million next year. Nah, y'all in this for the motherfucking long haul. So, yeah, it helps because Jimmy G contract's going to be gone. But now you're stuck paying a guy that's going to get $12 million. I think he's got a 2-year contract yet, two more years. So I don't like – the trade was good, but let's slow the fucking boat. Yes, the NFC is fucking horrible right now. I wouldn't say it's horrible. There's a lot of teams that are unproven. Do we know how good the Eagles and the Giants are going to be? No. Right now, they're fucking world beaters. Not discrediting anything that they did. But do we know how good they're going to be? Is Aaron Rodgers and them going to continue to fucking shut? I hope so. I think so. But I don't know. So is Tom Brady's old ass really going to stay old? Is his wife going to come back like Adrian in Rocky IV and save the motherfucking day? I'm with you no matter what. That's the type of shit that I want to know. So I get that it's a clusterfuck in the NFC right now, but slow the fuck down. Slow down. Calm down, media. They still have motherfucking Jimmy G. And I'm sorry, up until a point, from what I read and what I heard in the offseason, Jimmy G ain't that motherfucking dude. Nobody wanted to trade for his ass. They didn't want to waive him because if they waived him, somebody would have picked him up in the division immediately. Like Seattle.
They didn't want to trade for him because he went through the shoulder surgery. So nobody would want to trade for him.
Yeah, and then they didn't want to waive him because they knew somebody like Seattle would pick him up. But I thought the problem that they had was Jimmy G was their motherfucking quarterback. Granted, he wins. I know stats. I've seen stats. The dude wins like crazy. A buddy of mine sent a stat. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. How far back was it? And the stat was fucking tremendously crazy. Here it is. Jimmy Garoppolo is 35-15 and has a 98.8 career passer rating in his career as a starter. Since 1907 merger, the only QBs with 35 wins and a higher passer rating over his first 50 starts was Garoppolo's Super Bowl opponent, Patrick Mahomes. So, like, I get he's good, but let's slow the fuck down with all of this. Oh, we're playing positionless bass football. I heard Ryan Clark say that. I love Ryan Clark. There's no such fucking thing as positionless football, motherfucker, because you still have an offensive line. You still have a fucking quarterback. So you may have skill positions that can be interchangeable, and you're talking about they're playing positionless football like they invented some shit. I'm sorry. Have you not seen teams in this day and age? So slow your hype. I think it's a good trade, but overall, I don't think it matters. I think they're still going to win the division. I thought once Jimmy G would win the division, and at some point in time, they're going to lose. And even if he gets hurt, they still have their backups, and he's going to get hurt because Kyle Shanahan doesn't know how to fucking train back running backs. What do you, anything you got anything to say about what I said? Anything you agree, disagree?
Oh, come down. I'm interested to see what they do this weekend.
Well, I don't give a fuck about it. So look, okay, we played them this weekend. And from what, listen, let's be night. Let's keep it 100. Is he going to play?
Look, yeah, you were on the phone with me yesterday and you said, yeah, they play us this weekend. Okay, got to go.
Yep. Well, that's because we were on a date. Because Alyssa, we went to a date night and I really just wanted to call you about Derica, which I couldn't fucking find after that. She fucking turned into a damn ghost. I don't know if they took her to a special part, but I saw her. I was going to go say hi to her. I went, I looked around, and she was gone. Like, fuck, psh, ninja guided. So, okay, let's talk about them playing this week. Hurt in 2 weeks.
What's up, Sam?
Buddy! Yeah, I did call during date night. I did, because we were at Dave and Buster's, and I saw, as we were walking out, I was walking out to smoke a cigarette after we ate, and I saw a tall woman. Me and Alyssa both looked, and then I saw a girl, and I saw the way the hair was braided, and I know who Derica Hambry is. And I was like, fuck, I got to find her. But then she disappeared. So I called him to tell her. I called him to tell him about that I saw her. But yeah, I didn't find her. So realistically, after I did all the research that I was going to do, not a lot, but read articles, looked at shit, the CMC is going to be used. He's going to be used in goal line packages. But let's be 100% honest. To think that he got traded, showed up on Thursday. He's going to get there. He showed up on Friday. I saw him in number 23 yesterday. So he doesn't even have a real practice. So they may have some plays for him, and they may bring him out a lot as a decoy. But, I mean, realistically, I don't think he's going to factor in this much this game as he will next game when they play the Rams. Regardless, I'm still not happy about playing the Niners coming up right now because fuck the Niners. And I mean, we could just segue into the next part. Hey, make sure y'all subscribe if you don't like the Niners. Subscribe, follow, all of that shit. We're on Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, do all that shit. And Sam is back. I've missed him in the comments. Oh my God. Have I missed Sam in the comments? I hope everything's going well. I'm glad that you're done with school. Or mostly done with school. So we're going to go back into the thing. Chiefs lose. Did anybody watch the game? Because I watched a fun game. It was a nail biter. I watched it with Jeremy. Jeremy laughed at me.
I gave him a tissue at the end.
Yeah, he gave me a tissue at the end. I'm going to be honest. I tried to block most of that game from my memory. But I do remember 12 seconds at the end of the half where we got into field goal range. Fuck kickers. Fuck them all to hell. I know that. But I said something. And there was another Chiefs fan that was there. Yeah, he was annoying. But he was a Chiefs fan from Ohio. But I said something which I want to know what you think. And maybe I might be wrong. I might be wrong. But this is literally the new Brady Manning rivalry, but better. This rivalry, if they stay on the same path, of course, injuries can change that. But if they stay on the same path, you always have those rivalries throughout the years where you have great quarterbacks kind of going against each other. So, and Brady and Manning were the perfect rivalry because their careers overlapped a lot and they played in so many meaningful games. So you saw a couple years ago, the Chiefs and the Patriots play every year and then they met in the playoffs. And then you see the Chiefs and the Bucks play every year, but we're going to play the Bills every single year. Every year, no matter what the schedule is, we're going to have them as a team. Even if we suck that year, they're going to schedule them to be on our thing. So, I mean, and when I say it's going to be better, the reason why is football overall, I think, is better. I think it's a lot shittier in certain aspects, like the you can't touch somebody. You can't the fucking roughing the passer calls. Yeah, do I disagree with that? Fuck yes. But overall, I think football is just so much more exciting. I wish the running game and you had more. And I wish the running game was more involved. But we look, if you have smash mouth games and they run and it's a defensive struggle, we call them shitty ass games. Okay. Thursday night games would have been a defensive struggle fucking 20 years ago. That would have been looked at as a defensive stalwart game. And none of us wanted to watch these games. So it's more to me. It's just in the talent. They can do so much more. Like, Manning and Brady, you had stationary quarterbacks that had good arm strength, they had good IQ, and they were very talented. Fucking Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes both have better arm strength than both of them. They are not stationary, even though Josh Allen is way more mobile. And the shit that they can do with the ball is fucking ridiculous. Josh Allen pisses me off so fucking bad. It's not even funny. God, I hate his ass. Fucking trucking motherfuckers like he's a damn fucking...
And leaping. He's hurtling motherfuckers.
Fuck him. I mean, I love to see him play, but fuck him. Fucking Wyoming bred. That's because he's a fucking corn-fed, farm-bred motherfucker. That's the reason why. I saw the backdrop of him. I looked him up. This motherfucker was literally born on a fucking farm. He literally is a hail bay. He's got core and cock strength. You know, he's cock fucking strong. He's strong all the way in this fucking area. Fuck a Dawson Knox, motherfucker. Okay? Fuck Dawson Creek. 1990s fucking sitcom. So, and Gabriel Davis. Motherfucker. Fuck him. Sounds like a fucking Dancing with the Stars trainer. So, okay, Mahomie, I see you. So, right, come here, Bubba's. So right now, but I mean, it's going to be such a good rivalry. What we are watching them do is so amazing. Granted, the score, it wasn't a 40-point game, but this is what you want to see. You want to see offense and defense. You want to see explosive plays. And I'm going to tell you, we miss Tyreek Hill. Right there, we miss Tyreek Hill. Because you know why? Mikolo! Does not understand how to track a ball without slowing down. And we're missing that deep threat. And Sky Moore, right now, buddy, I need you to – I would hope – Andy Reid, just put him in, please. Give him one of those runs you give to Mikolo. And let's see what he can do. So what do you think about the Chiefs game? What do you think about the Chiefs and the Allen-Mahomes rivalry?
It was a good game. It should have been a primetime game.
It should have been.
Other than the shit we watched in primetime.
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
I did. I mean, it wasn't bad. It was better than weeks before, but it's still bad.
I didn't watch that. And I didn't watch the Monday Night Football game.
It was more field goals.
Yeah.
And a couple touchdowns.
Oh, I watched bits and pieces of it. I did watch bits and pieces of it.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I was laughing when the Chiefs lost.
I know you were. I was there.
Look, I could laugh this weekend.
Yeah, you didn't have nobody to.
Because the Raiders couldn't win or lose.
Yep, and nothing happened bad, so they're right. Winners all around.
Hey, we got a W this weekend. I'm taking it.
I'm always wearing Chiefs red when it comes to this shit. Oh, you're wearing Chiefs red. That's what he's saying. Laughing yet wearing Chiefs red. He wasn't wearing Chiefs red at the on Saturday. He was wearing his Raiders military hoodie. Well, since we're gonna just transition into that because you want to bring up, you know, the Raiders, motherfucker. Are they in trouble?
Yes.
Damn, I did not. Hold on. Okay.
What? We're the worst team in the NFL right now. What the fuck you mean? Are you in trouble?
Technically, you're still not as bad as the Lions.
No, we're worse.
You're not as bad as...
Because I believe the Lions have a tie.
You're not as bad as the... No, the Lions don't have the tie. The Colts and the Texans have a tie.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you're not as bad as the Texans. You are. You are. The Panthers. The Panthers are worse. Hold on, let me let this guy out. What?
You can only say the Panthers are worse because they played an extra game. We just had a bye week.
Okay, so explain this to me. Why do you say you're the worst team?
We are. Right now we own the number one pick.
Yeah, but you're tied. Yeah, I know that. But I mean you had Devontae Adams.
right now we own the number one pick.
But y'all got Davante Adams.
But that wasn't the question.
Okay, so what do you need to change?
They need to win. Fuck it. What do you need to change? They need to fucking win. They need to call the right fucking plays.
So what is your biggest frustration about the Raiders right now?
Play calling.
Okay. So what kind of plays would you prefer them to call?
And the same thing we deal with every fucking year, the defense. And it's surprising because the offensive line isn't horrible. The offensive line is like ranked like 12th or 13th. And the defense is 26th.
See, okay, I'm with you. But
I don't know if it's Patrick Graham's defense is too complicated for some of these people. But I don't know. Because you see the Giants. The Giants' defense is playing a lot better since Graham left.
True. But also, their offense, Brian Daboll, and the ball control that they're playing with is keeping their defense fresh.
Yeah. I don't know. What needs to change is we need to start winning.
Okay. So,
and
okay.
We have what, 5 weeks of game winnable games?
Yeah, I was looking at your schedule. So next up, you have the Texans tomorrow, then the Saints, the Jaguars, the Colts, the Broncos. So you, in all honesty, could end up being 5-4 at the end of that trip.
No, we could be 5-5. There's 5 games.
I'm sorry, 6-4. If you win all 5, you'll be 6-4.
I don't think they're going to win all 5. They can win 4.
Well,
look,
Broncos, that's right.
We are 0-6 against the Texans coming out of a bye week.
Yeah, but they got Davis Mills.
Guess who the last person to win against the Texans coming out of the bye week was?
Who?
Just take a wild motherfucking guess.
I know, Angel, I'm going to text you when we get done with the podcast. I want to come by and get the board, and we also need to get the folded chairs for Nadia's party today. Thank you, though. She's got the board for midnight tonight, today when we go to the house to do it. I got his board, and I'm going to bring my board, so we have boards sitting behind us.
It was Jamarcus Russell.
You never want to hear that stat.
Right.
Honestly, okay, we're going to talk about this one. I'm going to be 100% honest. The Raiders are the most dangerous team. Slightly above the Lions, my ass. The Lions fucking suck. They still have Jared Goff, okay? They have Amonia St. Brown. They have him. But I don't understand how a team that has sucked for the last 2 years, year and a half, is dangerous. They're not. We're giving them credit for losing games barely. But I do agree that the Raiders are the most dangerous team, especially with their schedule coming up. And then after that, they still have some nice games because then they have the Seahawks, the Chargers, the Rams, the Patriots, the Steelers, the Niners, and then the Chiefs. We end with the Chiefs. So, and that's a flex game. They can flex that game. The time is still this time of day is still to be determined. So I agree that the Raiders are if I'm on a panic meter and we're going 1 through 10 as a Raider fan, my panic meter right now, I'm not a Raiders fan, but if I was a Raiders fan, my panic meter right now would probably be about a 6 or 7. Only reason why is because I think you guys played a hard beginning schedule. Like you should have beat the Cardinals. The Cardinals aren't really that good right now.
Here's the thing. If you were a Raiders fan and you had any kind of common sense, which is hard to come by, you wouldn't be panicking because it's the same thing that's been happening for the last 20 fucking years.
Yeah, But this is what I'm looking at. I'm looking at in your guys' beginning schedule, 1, 2, 3, 4 of your first 5 games, three of them were playoff teams. One of them was a team that was in the hunt for the playoffs until the last week when you guys beat them. And then you had the fucking Broncos. So, I mean, realistically, based off of last season, you had a hard strength to schedule in the very beginning to learn with Josh McDaniels, which I told you was going to be a fucking problem when you guys hired him, and to get everybody acclimated to his system. But my biggest thing is, if I would say why the Raiders are trouble from the outside looking in, it's because you fucking have Josh McDaniels. He sucks. I do not know why we keep thinking he's good. He is fucking horrible. Oh, he was with the Broncos and he did good. Look what they did. Oh, shut the fuck up. And then he got fired and they sent his ass to the Rams. And then he went back to the fucking Patriots. And oh, it's 10 years later. So we hope he changed this fucking thing. I'm going to tell you, when I was 20, I made dumbass mistakes. When I was 30, I made dumbass mistakes. I'm 40. And guess what I do? Make fucking dumbass mistakes. So yeah, if you are,
but you're not making the same dumbass mistakes.
No, but that this motherfucker makes me. We will see. You know, some of them sometimes. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I do. Let's be 100% honest. Have you heard some of the shit that comes out of my mouth sometimes? So that's the problem. He is who he is. He is an offensive coordinator, not a fucking head coach. Just like Nathaniel Hackett is not a head coach. Mike McDaniels is more of a head coach than I thought he would be. But he's not. We've seen this twice. And if he's about to get fired, he's going to go back to the Patriots. And my view of why, when I told everybody he was not good, look at his last two seasons with the Patriots. Their offense wasn't great. Mac Jones, oh, he's baby goat. Shut the fuck up. No, he's not. No, there was literally a fucking game where they ran 45 times. No. No, and a couple weeks ago, he is the Vince Russo of fucking the NFL, because when Bill Belichick puts him in check, he's great, but when he's not, he's fucked. Lions with Lions, we all know this. Their potential for being a stunner is always there. If they got an actual QB, things would be different. I completely agree with you on that, but that's why I say they're not a dangerous team, because of the fact that their QB is Jared fucking Goff. Garbage ass QB. Hey, nice skateboards. Glad you guys liked them. By the way, Michael Atkinson is the guy that does our skateboards. So that's mine. Jeremy, where's yours? Is it behind you? I can't. Oh, it's hanging up. You guys can see it. Mine's right there. We got a Chargers one that we're taking over to midnight today for the show. And then we got the ones that we're taking over also for the giveaway. So just to let you know, that is the guy that does our skateboards. There you go. Hey, he imploded the Donkeys, broke the word with the Colts, can't be trusted, proven to be a sack of shit, hire. I completely agree with you with Josh McDaniels. All right, so I want to talk about this. OBJ, where should OBJ land? So this actually just came up this morning while I was sitting in my garage waiting for the show. I was smoking.
I'll be right back.
This motherfucker turned off his camera too. Like, I gotta just all me. I don't know what's going on with my internet. I think we have a power outage right now or service outage. I literally just checked it and it was like, yeah, you guys are having internet trouble in your neighborhood. But this is like the first time I've had internet trouble in a while. So Sam, if it is because of you, I'm gonna blame you. Just joking. Yeah, my shit's going in and out. I can see it right now. So as of right now, what was I doing? Oh, I was getting high and I was watching YouTube shorts. While watching the YouTube shorts, I love the Kelsey podcast. If you guys have never seen the Kelsey podcast, go look it up. Those two are funny. Jason Kelsey and Travis Kelsey. Found out some good information. Travis Kelsey actually used to be a quarterback. I didn't know that. Him and Geno Smith both went on a recruit to West Virginia. He thought he was going to leave with the offer. Geno Smith got an offer. He realized, I think at the time, that he was not going to be the quarterback because Geno Smith could throw it all over the place. But anyway, so Travis Kelsey restructured his contract. And he restructured his contract to give up cap space. So Yeah, Travis Kelce restructured his contract. And he restructured his contract to free up cap space. So he said his agent called him and was just like, hey, you want to they want to free up some cap space. So he's like, hell yeah, you mean I get the money now and we can make the team better? So his brother flat out asked him, OBJ. He's like, I'm not saying that. He's like, I've heard no news in the locker room or anything like that. But I've been saying for a minute, I think the best fit for OBJ, if he wants to gain a contract, is going to be either the Chiefs or the Bills. The problem with the Bills, I think, is the same problem he had with CMC. He comes into the Bills, he's going to be most likely a third string wide receiver. Maybe fourth, depending on how well he gets it, because everybody knows fucking Dawson Creek is, people love him. So you got Stephon Diggs that is not going to fucking be lose number one. Gabriel Davis is already coming on as a great number two. And then him and maybe Dawson Knox. So when he comes to the Chiefs, he's going to automatically roll in. He'll probably start off as three, but automatically most likely get promoted to the two because Juju Smith-Schuster can't do shit but TikTok dances. So he'll probably get promoted to the two, but he'll be behind Travis Kelce. So in a those two to me make the most sense because he's going to be playing for a contract. I don't think he wants to be a number one coming off of two major surgeries on the same leg. You see what I'm saying? He wants to be eased into the game. He wants to be eased back. And being on the Bills or the Chiefs, it's not going to put him in a position where he has to be used 100%. And he could be eased into the game. Kind of like, and people forget this, when he went to the Rams, he was the third person. And then Robert Woods got hurt. Remember, they let go of DeSean Jackson to get him. Now, if he can pick up the offense, I think he has way more of an impact on the Chiefs than he will ever have on the Bills because, again, he will be the third. With the Chiefs, it's going to open up everything for what he likes to do, his screens and all that, due to the fact that he's going to get promoted to the second. And we need him. We don't need him to the point that we're not going to win without him. But we need a receiver that can separate, get to the ball, make big catches when we fucking need it. You see what I'm saying? And as of right now, I'm jumping up and down over Juju Smith's fucking 40 yards. Okay? So I think OBJ should come to the Chiefs. Do I know if he's going to? No. And I'm not going to say if I think if he will or not because I don't want to jinx it. Fingers crossed. Where do you think OBJ should land? So I'm saying Chiefs or Bills, but I realistically think it's going to be the Chiefs.
I think it's going to be Chiefs or Giants.
Ooh.
I think he's going to – I think he's got a real good chance of going back to the Giants because look what the Giants got.
Nothing.
They got Kadarius Toney and who else is it? Fucking somebody else that's not playing again this week.
I picked him up on my fantasy, so I know what you're talking about. But, I mean, Kadarius Toney doesn't even fucking play.
Right. So I think it's the Chiefs or the Giants. I think the Chiefs have the upper hand because they have Patrick Mahomes.
Kadarius, Toney, Wendell Robinson. Do they still have Kenny Galladay?
That's who it is, yeah.
And Darius Slayton. But he's injured, right? No, he's not.
Sterling Shepard was injured.
Yeah, Sterling Shepard's injured, yeah. So... No, I agree with you. This is the problem I have with the Giants, okay? I'm not sure that Brian Daboll wants him. I don't think he wants the drama that comes with OBJ. And I'm not saying OBJ brings drama, but in New York, the media is going to be all over him. It's literally going to be a three-ring circus with him because he's coming back.
Cole Beasley in New York.
Cole Beasley is not the media circus that OBJ is when he comes back to the Giants.
They had Cole Beasley last year with all the COVID drama.
No, but yeah, but Brian Daboll wasn't there. Oh, you mean with the Bills?
With the Bills.
But he's not the head coach. He was the offensive coordinator. He didn't give a fuck. So my issue is, and I don't even think, and I really think that's the only thing. I don't know if they're gonna pay him what the Chiefs will pay him because we're gonna overpay him. because of the fact that I don't know if they want the media circus that the media, not OBJ, the New York media is going to bring on him. Because when he goes to the Chiefs, it's going to be media that talks to him, but it's not going to be like New York. They're going to start bringing up all this old shit that he done, proposing to a fucking field goal net or whatever the fuck it is, all that weird ass shit. So that's the problem I have with him going back to New York, is I do not know if the Giants right now, if Brian Daboll thinks that's going to be a good idea to bring a media circus surrounding OBJ, and not OBJ's fault because he didn't have a media circus in LA, but because the New York media is fucking stupid. Okay. So that's my thought process on that. But I do like it. I do. Because they have no wide receivers. Daniel Jones could use a good wide receiver. But again, that's my problem. He automatically becomes the number one. And do you really want OBJ becoming the number one, not having a chance to get into your offense with a young quarterback that may be enamored by him and just starts forcing the ball to him?
At this point, anything is better than nothing for the Giants.
But they're winning.
They're down Sterling Shepard. They don't have Kadarius Toney. They don't have the other.
Well, if that was the case, they could have put in a trade waiver for fucking Robbie Anderson. Speaking of Robbie Anderson, what do you think? What about that?
I have no idea what you just said. You just broke up and froze and unfroze and
what? Kansas, shut the fuck up. Hold on. What do you think about the Robbie Anderson situation?
It's interesting. I'd like to know what was said on that sideline that got him sent to the locker room.
Cussed out a couple
in the middle of a game.
He cussed out a couple coaches.
It's interesting because look, the Panthers are stupid, but they're not that stupid. You don't have to give up a lot more for Burns. Look, I wish the Raiders would go out and get Burns.
Apparently,
I wish we could send Cleveland Farrell along with like fucking four picks for Burns.
So the Panthers supposedly are not going to trade any of their young people. The problem with CMC was his contract, the $12 million he's owed next year and after that. So I think that's the problem, was his contract. I don't mind trading Clark at all. This is my issue, I think, though. A lot of times when Clark's value on the field, to me, he does not live up to his contract. We know that. But his value in the locker room, I think, is a lot more meaningful. I don't know. I'm just assuming that him and Chris Jones' relationship is extremely good. I mean, it's good enough that they got in Jaron Reed last year. They bring him in from Seattle to play with him. So I think the locker room presence of him is a lot bigger than what a lot of people think.
Yeah, they got Holland.
100% honest, I don't watch football until World Cup. Not gonna lie. Too many teams. But if you say so, I have to agree with your opinion because I don't know. So, but thank you very much for watching and putting that comment in. We appreciate that. What else do we? Oh yeah, so back to the Robbie Anderson, my bro. I think he cussed out. What can we just say that, motherfucker? He's literally staring at the wall, meowing. That's it. He just wants to come here, mommy. So he cussed out some people, and that's how the shit worked. I think Steve Wilkes was trying to assert his dominance, and it backfired.
Ha 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 ha.
I don't watch it, so I gotta agree with you. Are there any hooligan fanatics in football and basketball in the United States, like in Europe? In Europe, do they like smoke flares? Sometimes birds cheer. Hell no. Do we do some stupid shit at tailgating? Yes, we do. Buffalo Bills fans jump through fucking tables for fun. I mean, real talk, you will see Green Bay Packers fans out in below zero 2 hours before the fucking game to tailgate. So no, we don't burn shit like torch flares. They won't let that shit come in. And if they see that shit, they'll get rid of it. We don't burn chairs. And we damn sure don't throw firecrackers. We also, and I know this is going to be, and basketball, hell no. I can tell you this right now. If you throw a water bottle in fucking basketball, you get kicked out of the arena and get charged. So we've had some people throw shit on the floor, but they get arrested and charged. We also don't murder people on the pitch. If anybody doesn't know about that, look it up. Seriously. Look up. I think it was the ref that got murdered on the pitch. Okay, come here, Bubbas. Come here. Come join the show. Come on. Come here. Let me get you. Come on. Let's join the show. Come here. Okay, come here. Let's join the show. Say hi. Oh, no. We're going to chill. Say hi to everybody. Say hi. And I know. Say hi. Say, I'm a homie. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I don't know. And I'm not making fun of them because we've all done stupid shit in our things. But, yeah, we're fanatics. We're just not that big a deal. You'll see fights and stuff out in the parking lot. That's normally the gist of it, is fights. There's a lot of fucking fights. A lot of fucking fights in stadiums. Yeah. Eagles fan booed Santa. But that was in the 80s. So, I mean, in the 80s, there was a lot of different shit. I mean, if you go to the 70s where they did the discos, where they had to do all their disco things on, 10-cent beer night was one of the worst things in the world. But no, nothing like what they do in Europe with soccer. No. But we're also a lot, we don't, trust me, there's some bad shit, but no, we're not burning chairs and throwing them on the field. I've seen that shit. I watch those YouTube videos. 10-cent beer night. Now they're 50. Yeah, but look up 10 cent. I think it was 10 cent beer night. Literally, I think it was the Cleveland Indians at the time. And it was like one of the, yeah, it was. Yeah, Cleveland Indians during a game against the Texas Rangers. It was in June 4th, 1974. Google that day and see how fucking crazy shit got. That's like a soccer fucking game. But outside of that, I go to many of games. Jeremy goes to plenty of games. Me and Jeremy are extremely respectful when we go. I drink, but I am extremely respectful because I don't want to fight. I'm not trying to get in a fight. But outside of that, that's basically what you see, fights. Sometimes the fights lead into horrible, horrible tragedies. But that's mostly it. Yeah, college football now. That's a different fucking – that's a different beast right there. But still, they don't burn chairs and throw them. But yeah, we do have some fanatics, but I would say that most Europe soccer fans and soccer fans over the ocean are way fucking crazier than we are. I mean, there literally was a guy that died on the pitch. So, stop. Okay, Candace, you're on the court. Get up. Come here. I know the cat's fucking with you. Stop. Oh, my animals aren't being nice right now. So the cat is bored and it's fucking with Kansas. And Kansas hates when the cat fucks with her. So then she comes over here and she's trying to tell me. But to get my attention, she just keeps backing up so the cat will run away. And she just sits on anything. And she sat on the cord and fucked headphones. Now she's going like, okay, cat, I'm going to get your ass now. And then the cat's going to jump on her. Okay, so... which team is it that has a chant about an entire team? Is that about the Marshall? Was that the Marshall football team that died in a plane crash?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's because Marshall died in a, they died in a, oh, Liverpool or something. Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the Marshall thing. Okay, so. I don't know what happened with Robbie Anderson. I think it's good that he's with the Cardinals. But yeah, that's about it. I don't know shit about overseas soccer. I'm going to be 100% honest. I know nothing outside of the World Cup. I don't even know shit about soccer here in the States. So let me stop lying. I don't know shit about that. Look, I know how soccer's played. I know strategies. I know all of that shit. But when it comes to teams and everything like that, nope. And I don't play FIFA. So fuck a 12-year-old, kicked my ass about 8 years ago, beat me so bad, I took the game back and never played again.
Look, when I lived in Germany, I just followed my friends to games and bought what clothes they said to buy.
I can imagine you doing that. All right, so let's get to the weekly picks. All right, so last week, where did you have you going?
Fuck. I went 6-8.
So we both went 6-8. Yes, we both went 6-8. I just want to know, guys, so I was 46-31-1. You were 42-25-1. Plus the 6-8 for both of us. 52-39-1 for me. 48-33-1 for you.
43.
Yeah, 43. My bad.
Hey, I'll take a bigger margin.
Of course. So.
I can, because the Raiders can't get one.
All right. So we both picked the Cardinals. We both picked those. We text each other before the game. So Browns versus the Ravens.
Ravens.
Okay, same here. Fuck the Browns. Bucks versus the Panthers.
Bucks.
Fuck the Panthers. Fuck Baker Mayfield. Bucks. Falcons Bengals.
Bengals.
Same. I don't think the Falcons can win two in a row like that. Cowboys, Lions. I'm picking Cowboys. Fuck the Lions.
Cowboys.
Okay, we need to start picking different games. Giants, Jaguars. I know who you're picking. I'm picking the Giants.
Who do you think? You know who I'm picking. Who am I picking?
The Giants.
Yeah.
You're picking your baby.
Right, yeah. Right after you said we need to start picking different teams, and you know where I'm going on the next one.
Commanders, Packers. I'm taking the Packers.
All day.
Okay. But see, that's the worst part about it. I thought about that because Tyler Heineke is starting.
It don't matter.
Carson Wentz. It does.
It don't matter.
Did you see what the Jets did to the Packers last week?
It don't matter.
Could this be the trifecta? Could this be the trifecta they lose to the Jets, the Giants, and Washington? Colts versus Titans. I'm going Titans.
I have the Titans written down.
Titans are coming off a bye week. Colts are coming off that horrible Thursday night game.
You know, I'm going to change it to Colts.
Both of them have time to prepare, too. Texans, Raiders, just so it's different, I will take the Texans. You're taking the Raiders, of course. Jets, Broncos.
Jets.
Same. You know why? Broncos country. Let's die. Chiefs, Niners.
Let's cry.
Exactly. I'm taking the Chiefs, of course. Who are you taking?
49ers.
Okay.
Oh, no, Chargers. Wait. Oh, the Chiefs.
Oh, Chargers, Seahawks.
I was looking at next week's picks.
Chargers, Seahawks. Chargers. I'm taking the Seahawks because fuck the Chargers. Steelers, Dolphins. Tua's back.
Dolphins.
I'm taking the Steelers just so we're different and because I'm actively hating on the fucking Dolphins. Okay. Bears, Patriots. In Foxborough, first time Justin Fields has gone to Foxborough.
I'm taking the Patriots.
Me too. Fucking Bill Belichick is a G against fucking young quarterbacks in Foxborough.
Well, so what happened the last time?
You did. Who did lose to?
Oh, the Packers.
Yeah, but that's not a, that's not a, but that was in Lambo.
No, no, that's not, I'm talking about the comment on the screen.
Oh, oh, by the way, who the Jets, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you did call, you did call, you did call the Jets winning. You were 100% right on that. I cannot, I'm not going to lie, you were, and I was rooting for them like crazy in that damn bar. So you were 100% right on that. So as of this week, we only picked one, two, three, four games different. So we're either going to have a really, one of us is going to have a really shitty week.
What four games did we pick different?
We picked Colts, Titans, Texans, Raiders, Seahawks, Chargers, Steelers, Dolphins. It was my one the year. I will be proud for one. Dog, you better call that every year because every time you talk shit, you better put that up. That should go in your Twitter bio. I called the Jets beat the Packers because nobody gave the Jets a chance in that game. And they demolished the fucking Packers. Fuck Aaron Rodgers' fucking man bun ass. Fucking, I knew, I should have known when he showed up cosplaying as Nicolas Cage from Con Air that the season was over. Because not who the fuck cosplays as Nicolas Cage from Con Air? And do we forget that motherfucker was a prisoner? He was an escaped convict. He was a prisoner on his way home.
You're surprised about that. Look what's happening for this Halloween.
Oh, so you are we going to talk about that? Are we trying to look? Okay, so quick question, quick comment real quick. I want to know what everybody thinks of this, okay? Before we talk about, before I give my thoughts on it. Jeffrey Dahmer's costume is selling out. Yeah, exactly. Jeffrey Dahmer's costume is selling out for kids.
For Halloween.
For Halloween. A lot of people, a lot of retailers actually pulled them off the shelf. So they pulled them off the shelf and people are like, and again, you know damn well. Yeah, yeah, because it's a Jeffrey Dahmer series. So because of the Jeffrey Dahmer series on Netflix, his costumes are going fucking off the shelf like crazy for kids. And the problem is, you know, kids aren't picking this. It's not like it because it was a small little fucking clown. Kids aren't picking this because they're not watching this fucking Netflix series. So you got parents putting the kids in this. So it's fucking crazy. Crazy. Ridiculously insane because not only was he eating people, mutilating people. We know what the fuck he did. If you watch it, you got to look it up. It's horrible. Horrible. And he went after the black community and the crackheads. Horrible. Not even just the black community. The minority community that lived in shitty ass places that people wouldn't go there. Horrible. But let's just pause for a second. I bring this up in the group chat, playing devil's advocate, because I think it's fucking horrible. I would never do it. I think that's the stupidest shit in the world. But playing that devil's advocate, how many kids dressed up as Freddy Krueger when they were little?
I like the rebuttal.
He's fake?
That comment in the chat.
That he's fake?
He's fake. He's not a real person.
True. But he's still a disgusting ass fucking person.
So it's not the same as Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay. Okay.
Jeffrey Dahmer happened in real life. Freddy Krueger or Jason happened in fucking Hollywood.
Vampires.
They're fake.
But they're based off of Vlad the Impaler from Transylvania. They killed thousands of people. Okay. I agree that it's stupid. I'm just playing devil's advocate. But Pogo the Clown costume for Gacy. 100%. I agree it's stupid. I actually agree that people dressing up as Jeffrey Dahmer is absolutely stupid, which in this, I don't understand how people romanticize about him with all the shit that he did. But yeah, I'm just playing devil's advocate. He's what you hear. That was my thing. Like, I always want to, and a lot of times I debate just to debate, and I'm not really debating this topic, but just bringing out an open debate, that makes sense. Like when I put in the chat, true. I didn't even debate it. I just said true. I wasn't debating it. I just was asking a question. So like right now on the air, yeah, I'm thinking of people to do it, but just devil's advocate, because you know, some people may be looking at this. It was like Ted Bundy, the guy got woman proposed. Yeah, exactly. Or Marilyn, what the fuck was his name? Not Marilyn Manson. I always talk about that. Fucking what the guy was.
Charles Manson?
Yeah, Charles Manson. So yeah, I completely agree. I do not believe that people should be dressing up as this. Yeah, I don't. Just people are fucking. People are weird. You're 100% right. People are weird. But I agree. To be fair, Manson, I know. But it's still just one of those things where I just don't get it. The romanticization of evil ass people.
Bro, if I'm sitting at anybody's house that's handing out candy and somebody shows up with their kid in a Jeffrey Dahmer outfit, I'm punching the parents right in the face.
And again, it's kids. So you know these parents. And look, yes, it's kids. So that's my biggest issue. I don't care if adults want to do it because they think it's funny. I don't give a fuck. I still think it's wrong. But dressing your kid up and putting them on Facebook and then tripping about the backlash that you get. Oh, but again, like I said, playing devil's advocate, because you know, hey, I will fuck you up. Because you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have people in the comments, oh, he's so cute. Don't trip. It's no different than Freddy Krueger. So let's just get this shit out in the open. Like a lot of times, I like to debate just to debate. But this time, I was just getting another point of view to see what people would say. Because you know, if you go under comments, that's what it's going to be saying. But I would never dress my kid up in anything, any way, shape, or form, or anything like that.
I would never dress a kid up in a serial killer, racist, cannibal, fucked up white person outfit.
Anything real, it's too far. Let's put it that way. Like, I would see, you see, oh, well, somebody, oh, it's like, dude, a bad guy. No, 100%. Those are fake. This person's real. What he did actually happened. You can literally go and look at his testimonies and look them up on YouTube. So, yeah. Well, what about the guy that they dress up for Silence of the Lambs? Again, fake. Fake. You have motherfuckers dressing up.
There's a difference between real life and Hollywood.
Yes, yes. A friend of mine was trick-or-treating as a serial killer when we were kids. He had a knife stuck in a box of Cheerios. That's fucking hilarious, okay? That is hilarious. So, I agree. That's too far. Fake is, and that's what Halloween's meant for. It's fake. And I've been saying this for years. Why don't I like Halloween? Because people have hijacked it. It's no longer about kids having fun trick-or-treating. It's the perfect day for hoes to come out in hiding, to be wearing shit they should be wearing. Oh, it's Halloween. Well, not anymore because it would. Well, people wear whatever the fuck they want to wear. I was playing pool yesterday and saw somebody wearing some shit that I literally looked at and bitch, she's like, bitch, you have no right wearing that. Not only do you have no right wearing that, you don't even look good in that. And I can name about 7 different ways you don't look good in that. Like I tell everybody, which a wise, stupid-ass old white woman used to tell me all the time. This was the greatest thing she would ever say. She was stupid at most things. She would say, just because it fits, just because they make it your size does not mean you should wear it. And that is 100% accurate whether you're big or skinny. I'm skinny. They make muscle shirts in my size. Should I wear them? No, bitch. Okay? No. Okay? No. So just because you make them in your size, you should not wear them. Pounds of cottage cheese. Oh, yes. 100%. 100%. With 2 droopy ass fucking water balloons hanging down. Bitch didn't even wear a bra.
Oh, my.
So, outside of that, check this out. We got this show that we're doing. We're doing it with Midnight Sports today. I don't know exactly when it comes out. We're filming it today. Once it comes out, we will let you guys know. And we will be sending clips and everything out on our Twitter. So make sure you're following us. And we'll definitely put it up here. But I am going to let you know. Why wear a bra when you can use a belt to keep the wrist? This is the worst part about it. She was like 20 because they weren't drinking. So I'm 90%. And the guys that she was with looked like they were like 19 or 18. So, but we're going to be doing the show. I'm going to give you guys a warning here. There will be multiple warnings on this show. Okay. trigger warning. This is not for faint of heart people. This is not for people who get triggered very, very easily, the show that we will be doing. It is literally a show that is used to make you uncomfortable. We are going to talk about uncomfortable topics in sports. So here on the show, we do talk about a lot of uncomfortable shit, but a lot of things that we do are we keep it more politically correct. On this show, it will not be. You will see completely how we feel about certain topics that we have never gone into on this show. So we will let you know there will be multiple trigger warnings in the show that we're having. I will definitely, before we do the topics, we'll tweet them out, let you guys know what they are. So that way, and we'll have descriptions of topics in them. From what I understand, it's going to be a production. He has a camera crew, he has lighting, all of this stuff, and he has an editor. So it's going to be good, but it is going to be a show uncomfortable. It's designed to talk about the uncomfortable topic in sports that nobody ever wants to talk about. As of right now, the name we're going with the show is Talk Yo Shit, because that's basically what we're going to be doing. Not 100% if I like that or not, but I didn't come up with the name. I don't give a fuck. I'm tired of naming shit. I'm horrible at naming shit. So where can I find said show? Said show will not be live. As of right now, it will be, we will film it, we'll edit it, and then we'll put it up on our show, on our YouTube channel. We'll put on our YouTube channel. We'll tweet out clips of it. And then we may put the recorded version up on, definitely probably not putting it up on Twitch, because I don't know, these might get some strikes. So we might, I don't give a fuck, okay? About strikes, I do. But we'll definitely let you guys know where you can find it and everything like that. But we'll edit it out. But yeah, it will be not a very, very good, it will be an uncomfortable show. No punches will be pulled. So definitely let everybody know. Jeremy, you got anything else you want to say?
No.
All right. Take us out, buddy.
Put me in, coach.
Peace. Later, man. Have a good one.